Welcome to the Cullen Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Cullen Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cullen Economics Report. I'm Al Cullen. Appreciate you joining me. You know, we did a weekend special last weekend with my buddy Grant Williams, who is, among other things, a research type and fund manager back in Singapore. Did a very, very interesting weekend special on interest rates. And we got some comments that I would like to share with you in the sense that we'll get some of Grant's responses to these. Bonds are really, really the canary in the coal mine when it comes to what's going on financially right now. Let's start out with a comment by Mark from San Diego. Mark says, quote, Big Al, bonds are nothing more than the last of the Mohicans, that is, the last of a paper investment culture riddled with debt and financial dysfunctionality. Good riddance and good night. Waiting to learn more. All the best, Mark. Comments?
Hey, good to speak to you as always. We've been in effect in a 30-year bull market in bonds, and so there's a lot of people that weren't around the last time we saw a bear market in bonds. So it's a tough switch for people to get their heads around. And once these things start going in the other direction, it's going to make a big difference. Now, where we are at the moment with all this debt that Mark referred to. It's very true that the world has debt laid upon debt laid upon debt, and at some point, the control of rates is going to be taken out of the hands of central banks. And right now, they are setting them. They are pinning the curve in various places, and they're trying to set specific rates for specific durations. But ultimately, the market is going to have its say. I mean, specifically, if you look at the 2 years in the U.S., which Ben Bernanke has said the rate's going to be basically zero going out to 2014. And right now the rates for the 2 years are, I think they were about 38 basis points earlier this week. So clearly that doesn't sound like an awful lot, but that's, if you pay attention to bonds and you pay attention to what's happening, that's a pretty loud voice saying, you know, they're not zero. They're 38 basis points and they're trending higher.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think Mark's very, very correct in what he says, but this has been a very long ride and it's going to be a long turn. But I suspect once it starts going the other direction, the initial move is going to be very, very quick.
Well, that's something, Grant, that another listener, a fellow by the name of Clay, brought up. He said, and I'm quoting here, Grant has it right on, but Al, bond markets that go from bull to bear can take much less time than from bear to bull, just like a stock market rises slowly and then all of a sudden drops like a rock. Bonds, slightly slower than stocks, but still, once the bottom of the rates has been recognized by the vigilantes, they're going to take no prisoners. You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. It is a slow process to actually make that turn because it's such a huge market, the bond market. It dwarfs the equity market, as we've spoken about before. So, you know, it's kind of like turning an oil tank around. You need a couple of miles to do that, but once it turns and goes in the other direction and picks up a head of steam, it's a big thing to try and stop. And I suspect that we're going to see that. It may not be yet, and a lot of people over the last couple of years have lost a lot of money betting against the bond market and waiting for that turn. And it may be that the signs we're seeing now, we've just seen Treasuries have their longest losing streak, I think, ever. But it may just be that this is another false dawn. But ultimately, the day is going to come when people realize that to hold these government bonds in an era of 3-4% headline inflation, when you're getting basically zero on these bonds, is a losing trade. And when that realization dawns, and as I've been speaking about for a while now, if that realization dawns at a time when the fear that's driven a lot of people to holding bonds has dissipated, then realistically there's no real reason to hold these things. And I'm starting to read a lot of places now people saying that, you know, the number one idea is not to hold government bonds. And that's going to gain some traction. So look for a change.
You know, I think you're right. We had an interesting comment from a fellow with the handle of Misivid U, Texas. And he says, quote, bonds are government debt. Rather, it's simply a scam the puppet masters have put in place to skim the wealth of nations. What do you think?
I always try and steer clear of rhetoric when I speak about stuff like this. I think in the long run it pays to try and keep a somewhat cooler head and try and avoid phrases like puppet masters because you just alienate people. But look, I mean, in essence, the tenor of what he's saying has some validity to it. But, you know, governments need debt to finance stuff. The bond market is a big, beautiful machine, and it's worked very, very well for a long, long time. The problem comes when governments manipulate them, and they try and pin them, and they try and do all the things that we've seen now
right.
to keep rates low. There's only one reason they're trying to keep rates low. That's because they need rates low, and without low rates, the financial numbers just do not add up. So, yes, in some ways you'd want to call it a scam. It's a scam because they're trying to artificially peg rates at certain levels, but it's a necessary evil, or it has been certainly.
I don't disagree with that. You know, along those lines, Richard had an interesting comment. He said, quote, I might add that servicing the national debt currently eats up about 18% of tax receipts. If Treasury yields would simply double, you can see the huge dilemma. Boy, you certainly can, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the problem that Japan's been facing for a long, long time. You know, everyone's been terrified that Japan's borrowing costs rise. And their debt is completely unsustainable. You know, the current debt-to-GDP level is 240-odd%. Completely unsustainable. But you know, these things can go on longer than you think they will. The only caveat to that is when they finally do turn and go the other way, it's a pretty dramatic thing to watch.
I'm thinking that the bond market really, I don't think it's going to sustain itself at where it is right now. My humble opinion is that the astute investors, okay, the astute economists, etc., are all going to realize sooner rather than later exactly how much of a house, how fragile this house of cards really is. And when that happens, I think more and more and more people are going to really get into investments that have a heck of a lot more security than government bonds at this point. I mean, you know, ask some of the initial investors in some of the Greek bonds or Italian bonds or Portuguese bonds or Spanish bonds. Ask them how they feel about the deal right about now.
Yeah, the government bonds have always been, you know, traditionally a very, very safe investment. You know, you had a bunch of AAA rated countries, and there's no safer investment theoretically than a AAA rated government bond. But we've seen in the last 4 years, that's absolutely not the case. And as broke as Greece is, as broke as Spain is, and Portugal, and you know, I don't think Italy is quite in that same boat. But, you know, realistically, by the numbers, the U.S. is just as broke. But they have the advantage of being the world reserve currency. They have a lot of advantages that go with having a dollar accepted everywhere. And they've been able to fund at low levels. But mm-hmm. you know, if you look carefully and you pay attention to a lot of the commentary, suddenly this is starting to become something that people are focusing on. And as soon as you start to focus on this thing, you realize pretty quickly the numbers simply don't add up. So without any kind of manipulation somewhere and without capping and setting rates, you're going to see problems. Now, there are plenty of things they can do. We've seen before when governments mandate pension funds to buy government bonds, and we've seen capped interest rates. But believe me, before this thing reaches its ultimate day of destiny, there are going to be all sorts of levers pulled and buttons pushed.
I think there's going to be an awful lot of buttons pushed. I think there's going to be an awful lot of rules and regulations put into an effect. And I'm sorry to see that, but I personally can't see any alternative whatsoever. But I have to say, I was amazed back at the turn of the century, which was only 12 years ago, how ignorant people were of just how fragile our economy was. I could not believe that bright, intelligent people didn't see this thing coming. Now, I would bet that you did, and I know I certainly did, and that's why I got involved in hard assets. Final words, you tell our listeners about your newsletter.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, I write a newsletter called Things That Make You Go. I send it out every week, unless I'm traveling, and logistically it's just too difficult to do. And there's a banner on your homepage. People can click on that and sign up, and it's free. It's just you know, my thoughts on various aspects of financial markets, along with some interesting things to read.
And I'm here to tell you, as I've said many, many times, this is one of the best out there. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates, Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
Did you know that thousands of industrial toxins, including aluminum, heavy metals like mercury and lead, and even nuclear radiation, have contaminated the air, food, and water supply and are lodged inside your body? These contaminants are poisoning your body from the inside out. No, the government doesn't care, nor will they save you. Do nothing, and these accumulated toxins may slowly lead to degenerative diseases such as Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, heart disease, or cancer. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Liquid Zeolite is the best natural all-round remedy to safely and effectively remove all kinds of toxins from your body. Use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com for fatigue, headaches, heavy metal poisoning, memory loss, and joint pain. Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee and is available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. 100% safe and amazing. Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 23rd, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,689.63, $844.82 for a half ounce, or $422.41 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,689.63, $844.82, and $422.41.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. I appreciate you joining me. You know, I cannot stress enough that Grant Williams' newsletter, Things That Make You Go, is something you can learn an awful lot from. Check it out. Click on this banner. You know, there's no money for anybody to be made on this. It's a free newsletter, but this guy is really, really bright. Another guy where there is some money to be made and also is very bright is Marshall Barrell. You know, I use the Encompass Fund as an example of of our particular portfolio this past week when I was answering some questions of listeners, and I am happy to say that the Encompass Fund is for Big Al and the little blonde lady is up about 40%. Nothing wrong with that. I also want to say that this is not an advertisement, and I must say past performance is no indication of future performance. Marshall, got a question for you. A number of listeners this past week came in on our comment section and were saying they're fed up with precious metals. They feel that's not a good place to be right now. Precious metal stocks the same way. Some of them were lamenting that they're down as much as 50 to 75% in some of their positions. I came back and answered their questions the best I could by saying, you know, you need to diversify. You don't want to have all of your eggs in one basket. But you're a fund manager. You've been in the investment community easily as long as I have. What do you tell people, Marshall?
Well, we would certainly agree, Al, that a portfolio should be diversified. And to what degree of diversification and whether that includes bonds or cash or, say, real estate in some form, in addition to stocks, depends on an individual situation and what their desires are and what their comfort level is.
Mm-hmm.
It is not worth it to have a portfolio, even though some advisor says, oh, this is a great portfolio for you, if you're not comfortable with it and if you're not sleeping at night and you're rushing to the computer screen every minute or 5 minutes or several times a day or even daily to see if the portfolio value is up or down. So you need to realize what your own comfort level is, your own level of risk tolerance, and also to diversify so that you're protected whether something goes up or down. All the segments of the market do not move in concert. Some segments will probably be doing better and others not as well. And so the diversification hopefully has the proper allocations to smooth some of that out. And having said that, if the stocks are down and interest rates are up and bond prices are down, your whole portfolio is going to be down if you're in stocks and bonds.
A lot of these folks are saying, you know, the problem is you're talking about precious metals going to the moon, et cetera, but yet you're also talking about the fact that you're saying that you don't think the conventional market is the best place to be. And I don't, at point of fact, but they're saying, you know, the conventional market is far in a way outperforming the metals market right now. What do you say to those guys?
Well, you say that's why you have some diversification in the Encompass Fund, which is a no-load mutual fund. We are a general fund. We can invest anywhere, and we do. Any size company, any market cap, anywhere in the on the globe,
mm-hmm.
Domestic companies, foreign companies. Having said that we can invest anywhere, and we do, we like commodities, and we like commodity companies. We think we know they've done well over the last number of years. We think they're going to continue to. But even so, the fund is only 55 or 60% invested in commodity company stocks. We're invested in stocks in companies. We don't do futures in Encompass Fund. And the other 35 or 40%, and it varies over the time, are in other areas of the market, and some healthcare, some real estate by way of real estate investment trusts, a little bit of technology. But we want some diversification even in the fund, and we certainly think that the Encompass Fund fits for a lot of portfolios, but for a portion of a portfolio, so that the individual investor or the investor in the Encompass Fund, or maybe an individual, maybe an institution, had some diversification, because nobody knows what's going to happen on any given period of time. Longer term, we continue to feel, as we have for a number of years, that the precious metals, gold and silver, and if you want to include platinum and palladium in that, are going to go up. Gold has been up 11 years in a row. We think 2012 will be the 12th year in a row that gold will be up. There's a number of reasons, so not any single reason, but there's a number of reasons for that. We think silver will be up, but from on a given time period, it may not be. We've seen gold came off over the last couple of weeks. It came off, went down the fourth quarter of 2011, and then went up nicely, and now it's down a little. It looks like it's consolidating. But we're looking at it with the Encompass Fund as for long-term capital appreciation as our objective. And for that, yes, we think that an investment in the precious metals still makes sense, but certainly not for all of one's portfolio and not for all of the Encompass Fund's portfolio.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that 100%. Changing subject just for a minute, you and I are going to be speaking at the Chicago Resource Expo on the 27th and 28th of April. I'm really looking forward to that. How about you?
We are. My co-manager, Malcolm Gissen, and I will be there, as we have been for the last several conferences. It's an excellent conference, and anybody that's in the area or can get there will find it very worthwhile. They have an excellent lineup of speakers and companies. It's a very well-run, well-organized conference there in Chicagoland, and we would certainly look forward to meeting any of your listeners who are in attendance.
Well, I have to say the same thing. I'm going to be doing a keynote speech, I believe, and I'm also going to be part of a couple of panels. I know that's going to be a lot of fun, so I'm really looking forward to it. We have been attending the Chicago Resource Expo for quite some time now, and I have to tell you, Rich Rodez and his son Eric really, really do a great job. Well, I would hope some of you folks who are expressing a certain amount of trepidation, that probably isn't even a strong enough word, in the resource sector, take heed of what Marshall has to say. Take heed of what I said in a daily editorial I did earlier this week. It's really, really important to not put all your eggs in one basket. It's incredibly important to diversify, because that is the only way, in my humble opinion, that you can really, really reduce your level of risk. And that is really what it's all about. Security, security, security. Marshall, thank you so much, buddy. Big Al's going to be right back with Ron Hera of Hera Research.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashes tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in the bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay. Call today.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial essential information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990, this is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. Got Ron Hera on the line with me right now. He has a very, very interesting business called Hera Research. Their banner is on the front page of our website. If you want to get more information about it, and I think you should, just click on their banner and you can get all the information that you want. You know, Ron and I were talking earlier about his particular investment approach. He, like I, invest in many of the companies that he covers in his research, and we have some pretty similar ideas in terms of investment criteria, but kind of in the interest of education, if nothing else, I asked him if he would share his particular philosophy with everyone on, you know, who listens to this show, and he's agreed to do that. So, Ron, what are you guys looking for?
Hi, Al. Well, we basically are value investors. So what that means is that we're not looking to trade stocks. It's not a short-term strategy. It's really a long-term strategy. We have a long horizon of 18 to 24 months. And what we're looking for is fundamental value creation and value recognition in the marketplace. And what that means is basically resources and then also, of course, cash flow. We're looking for companies that are going to be successful as a business. And that's what we mean by a value investment approach. So it's not speculating on discoveries. So we typically won't buy a company that doesn't have a discovery. We'll buy companies that have discoveries in established mineralized belts where there's a potential for that discovery to be a very large deposit. So what we're looking for is what we call a growth story.
Okay. Now, in terms of the criteria, then, I'm assuming you are primarily interested in not necessarily the capital position of the company initially, but probably more so you're interested in the asset itself, correct?
Well, yeah, that's the fundamental value that in the early stage companies, that's what we're talking about. We take what I call a life cycle approach. And by that, what I mean is that we break down companies by, of course, first by the resource type, so gold, silver, platinum, oil and energy, mm-hmm. et cetera, rare earth elements, uranium. And then we break them down by what we call a life cycle stage. So the early stage ones are exploration, and we call that risk the extreme risk category. So each stage of the company has a risk and then a corresponding investment objective. So then we have what we call the pre-production companies. We focus on production track companies. So these are ones that have a deposit that has the potential to be upgraded to an ore body, or that is already has made a production decision. Then we have the junior producer category, the mid-tier producer category, and then, of course, the major producer category. So when we talk about the risk and the investment objective, the discoveries or the exploration plays, that's actually the majority of the companies, the majority of the newsletters. They're sort of way down on this exploration end of the spectrum. And we have that risk classification. We call it extreme risk, and the investment objective there is actually speculation. So that's where most of the activity is. But there's a lot of money to be made, you know, without those kinds of risks. So when you have a company that has a discovery, we call that high risk. It is still very risky. And then the investment objective is aggressive growth. It's not speculation because they really have an asset already. And then as we move into the production category, we call that a moderate risk. All the permitting risks are gone. All the discovery risk is gone. All of the financing risks are gone. They actually are in production. And then in the mid-tier category, we're looking for a growth story where the company is going to become a major producer. So like a First Majestic Silver, for example, which is a, you know, basically a major producer already at this point.
Hmm, interesting. Give us some examples, if you would, of some of the companies that you're covering or that you're invested in, I guess is a better way to put it.
Well, sure. So, for example, we bought Kaminak Gold, which is, you know, maybe not the best example because it's an early stage company, but that's a company where, you know, we sort of bought it opportunistically. We have a large watch list of companies in different stages, mm-hmm. and we basically are looking for what we call a value entry point where we can buy the stock at what we think is an undervalued price. And this happens all the time in a volatile market. So I mentioned last time we talked that I had bought Pretium back in December and made a tidy profit on. I actually sold some of those shares, not all of them, but I kept the free shares, so to speak, and I'm letting that ride. Mm-hmm. It's a great company, a great deposit, great management, Bob Quartermain. So there's a lot of opportunities in that area. So when we talk about different stages, for example, we have right here we have as a mid-tier, I mentioned First Majestic. Pre-production, we have, they were pre-production, McEwen Mining, actually in production now with the merger because they've got what used to be Minera Andes already is a major producer. They just had an expansion of their resource base. McEwen Mining is, I'm a big believer in that company. They have a huge silver discovery in Mexico, the El Gallo deposit, and I'm convinced that they're going to build a mine there. It's the economics, I mean, there's no PEA or anything, but if you know much about mining in Mexico, I think you'd understand that this is going to be a mine. That's my personal belief.
I have to agree with you 100%. The reason I say that is I've known Bob Quartermain for quite some time now, and he is, to say the least, very, very good at what he does. A number of my friends are covering Pretium, and the only reason I don't is, you know, there's only so many hours in the day, but I, too, like the company. Any other examples?
Well, Pretium's a potential takeout target, and with the volatile gold market and the gold stocks and gold prices, I think there's some opportunities for, you know, irrational exuberance. So there could be some nice exit points if you owned that stock. But it's not clear it'll be a mine because it's a takeout target, and I don't know how far they're going to take it, although I just saw they it looks like they're prepared to raise $180 million. So that's probably what they would need to build a mine. I was talking about McEwen Mining, actually, where
sure.
they actually don't have a PEA or at this point. But pre-production would include stuff like some of the rare earth metals companies like Quest or Avalon. Of course, those are much further out. But as you know, there was a mania in rare earth elements. Well, I say a mania. I mean, they got ahead of themselves. These stocks really took off, and it was, you know, partly driven by some of the newsletter writers and partly driven by fears over the Chinese exports, although they are standing firm on their lower export quotas for rare earth elements. So I think the future is pretty promising. But I mentioned Quest and Avalon because those are two companies where the stock prices really got ahead of themselves, and now they've come back down to more realistic levels. But, of course, you have to understand that these are far from actually being in production. And the economics, the metallurgy is very difficult for these companies. There are very few processing facilities for rare earth elements. So there's, you know, it's not clear how long it'll be. I mean, for example, I think it was Quest says that they'll be in production in 2016. Well, that's a long time. That's a long time to wait. So it's a little unclear what will happen with those. But if you believe in the whole rare earth element story, that these are essential metals for technologies, that they're strategic, that China controls the market and they're systematically cutting back their quotas, then I think, you know, you might want to, I mean, I personally just want to be in rare earth elements. The question is, you know, what's the right entry point? I don't want to pay too much.
No, and I agree with you 100%. It's all about timing. I mean, there's absolutely no question about that. And that's, you know, what the game that we are all in. Ron, tell listeners about Hera Research.
Well, basically what we do is we have a newsletter where we cover we try to cover the whole resource sector. Of course, what we focus on are resources that are rising in value because of supply and demand fundamentals. And that includes precious metals, it includes oil and energy, it includes some base metals like specifically copper, it includes some aspects of agriculture, and things like uranium, for example, and some green energy company. So we try to cover as broad a spectrum as we can, but just focusing where we think that the supply and demand fundamentals are strong. And now there's actually a sort of an afterburner for these stocks, which is essentially the monetary situation in Europe and even globally, the debt situation and the responses of the central banks.
Sure.
To basically debase all the currencies. So these are also a good hedge against inflation, where you have leverage to these rising commodity prices because of both supply and demand fundamentals and also because of inflation, basically.
Pretty good way, I guess I should say, a pretty effective way to cover your backside. You guys want more information on Hera Research? All you got to do is click on the banner. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. E-Foods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. Here to wrap up the first hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. Got my buddy Sean Broderick with me right now. You know, I wanted to have a discussion with Sean in this particular forum about a book that he wrote. And we've talked about it before, but that was a long, long time ago. The book is entitled The Ultimate Suburban Survivalist Guide, The Smartest Money Moves to Prepare for Any Crisis. The book was published by Wiley. It is available on Amazon. It is a very, very interesting book. In it, he talks about things like, discusses how you should position yourself financially in order to survive and possibly thrive during a regular economic downturn, a full-blown recession, or an economic crisis, on and on and on. Sean, the first question I have for you is, number one, I want to thank you for sending me this book, but number two, why did you decide to write this?
Well, because I live in Florida, and one year we had three hurricanes in a row. And after every hurricane, I saw people lined up outside the supermarket. They didn't learn from one hurricane to the next that they should actually prepare for things. And that just started to drive me bonkers, you know.
Right,
so
sure.
I was taking steps in my own life to prepare for just about anything because of those hurricanes, but also for just about anything, whether it's economic collapse, whether it's one of these things that the scientists warn us about that keeps me awake at night sometimes, you know,
mm-hmm.
like a big burst of like solar radiation that like wipes out all the electronics we have. So basically what I did was I tried to order my life so that I would be prepared for whatever came my way, hoping that nothing actually does, but still prepared for it. And I found that we saved money as we did this stuff, so it just turned into natural material for a book.
Let's talk first a little bit about financial crisis as opposed to, I guess I would use the word physical crisis being hurricanes, tornadoes, et cetera, because I think that physical crises are things that people should be aware of, and they should be aware of how to protect themselves. I would hope that most people would be. Apparently they're not, but I would hope that they would. But, you know, financial crisis is something that's entirely different in the sense that most people, I'm finding as I continue to do this particular program, most people don't have a clue that there is a financial crisis potentially waiting right around the corner.
Well, yeah. In the book, I actually speak about, you know, both kinds of things because
I know.
While like some people think you have to move to the country, live on a goat farm, and like arm yourself to the teeth, I believe you certainly should own a gun, but I just go through the steps of what kind of gun you should own. As for the economic crisis, I mean, there are many things that can go wrong. I mean, and especially the more complex our society becomes, then the more stretched out it is from its support. So when things give way, when things snap, I mean, it could be a really rough ride. Now, I like to consider myself an optimist.
Yes.
I don't think we are going back to the Stone Age, but we could go through a period where in like whatever area of the world you live in, you know, we could be without any real law enforcement or else anything like that. So
yes.
You have to prepare for that. And you have to think how you'll live through it, but how you'll live after it. If we go back to, say, a simpler society, where we're using, say, real money and not money that's just whatever the government says it is, then how are you actually going to live and work in that? Those are the kinds of things that I also explore in the book.
And those are very, very practical considerations. You know, the one thing that's near and dear to my mind, and I think it's a crisis that has its roots in reality, for lack of better terms, and that is I'm really concerned about, I can't say this strongly enough, but I'm very concerned about social upheaval in major cities. You know, we saw what happened in New Orleans during Katrina, and that was, in my opinion, an embarrassment. You know, people rather than, I mean, I know a lot of people down in New Orleans helped each other, I commend them for that. But there was a fairly large segment of the population down there that basically was more interested in partying and looting and all the rest of it. And those are the people that really, really frighten me. And quite frankly, one of the reasons that the little blonde lady and you and I have discussed this, you know, on our property visits all around the world, one of the reasons that we live where we live is we're just a heck of a lot more secure living in an area that is miles and miles and miles and miles and more miles away from a major suburban area. We don't want to live in a big city. I don't like crowd psychology.
Yeah, well, there's a great saying, and in fact, there have been studies that prove this, which is that any city is only 3 days away from a food riot.
Right.
Which is there's only enough food on the shelves to support things for 3 days, and so once that food runs out, then you really have to worry. There are other things that will run out that we will run out of as well, because America is one of the most highly medicated societies ever.
Yep.
And that medicine is also kept just in time. Once that runs out, people are really going to start freaking out and stuff like that. We could definitely see things like that. Now, in the book, I had an interview with a guy who went through the worst of it in New Orleans. And
yep.
His story was actually fascinating because things happen down there that many people don't realize. He and other people were actually locked up in a government camp. I mean, this sounds weird to happen in America, but they rounded these people up and they put them in a camp. And he's not a looter. He was a guy staying in his house with his dogs because he didn't want to leave his dogs alone. And they came by and they swooped him up and they like put him in a camp. He and other people had to sneak out and they had to get away. So in some ways, you might have to fear the government, even though you're desperately hoping that law and order do not break down. You know, the reaction once that kind of things happens in some ways could be worse than the cure. A lot of things could happen that I think you are extremely smart to live, you know, kind of far away. And one thing we have going for us is that Americans are really the laziest bunch of like couch potatoes in the world. It'll take us a lot to get off those couches, but a food riot could do it. If we run out of food, then you will definitely want to look to actually, you know, preparing and protecting yourself from that. One thing that I speak about in the book is you have to make friends with your neighbors, which many Americans don't do anymore. And because one person as an island really can't make it. You need that kind of group defense that will actually bring you through the hard times.
I agree 1,000% with that one. You know, the food riots are pretty scary. But, you know, if you kind of take that and expand the definition of food riot to entitlement curtailment write-off, that's what scares me more than anything else. I mean, our country doesn't have the money to pay some of the people who we're paying right now for doing nothing. Now, when that becomes a reality, that's when I think it's really going to hit the fan, Sean.
Well, I'm not sure when it'll hit the fan, and I really hope it never does.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, this book is absolutely about being prepared, but hoping that nothing bad really happens, because I am not a doom and gloomer. That's why it's the suburban survivalist, because
right.
I still think you can live in the suburbs and not have to move to the farm far out in the country and actually get through this okay. Because as long as you build a social network around you, as long as you're working with the people in your neighborhood, and like many people in your neighborhood, they're probably looking for some kind of leadership on this, you know?
Sure.
So if you can build this group of people who can actually depend on each other, you can ride things out much better than people who are out there on their own.
Well, there's strength in numbers. There's no question about that. And I commend you for saying that, because that's showing that you do have a certain amount of faith in human nature, as I do, too. I like to think of myself as being, I mean, heck, I wouldn't be playing golf if I wasn't the consummate optimist. I'm here to tell you that. Boy, there's the proof in the pudding. Hey, you're known as a small cap expert for Weiss Research. Give our listeners, just changing the subject real quick here, and I don't mean to blindside you, but we got about a minute and a half here. Give our listeners three companies that you're following right now and that you like. Minute and a half.
Well, actually, we are seeing a pullback in commodities right now, so
right.
Look for entry points on some really good ones. One would be, say, MarkWest Energy Partners, which is a pipeline stock. I am watching that one. It has pulled back. It is bouncing today, symbol MWE. I'm not in it yet, though, so people should keep their eyes on that, because I think we'll have a good opportunity in there. One that is in red hot global small caps is called Fortuna Silver Mine.
Sure.
Great little silver mine, and the symbol there is FSM, and it's been beaten down like a dog, but the uptrend's still holding. So again, it's up off its lows. It's like looking okay. We might be coming to a buying opportunity really soon. And then another one would be Orkana Corporation, which is that's actually listed up in Canada, so I'm not sure how useful that will be to your subscribers, but it's another one that's come way back. That'll be a producing silver miner later this year.
One of the largest producers, I might add, in the United States. You and I have both visited that particular property. If you guys want information on Arcana, simply click on the banner on our website. This is not arm's length information. Arcana is a sponsor on our website, but I've known the president, Lennox Rodriguez, for quite some time now, and I'm here to tell you, I personally like the company. I'm not telling you, you know, that you should like, but I'm just saying, if you want more information, click on the banner. Mr. Broderick, thanks so much. Big Al's going to be right back for the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cornell Economics Report.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Cornell Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.